From the Gospel according to Matthew. Then the Pharisees went and took counsel how to entangle Jesus in his talk. And they sent their disciples to him, along with the Herodians, saying, Teacher, we know that you are true, and teach the way of God truthfully, and care for no man. For you do not regard the position of men. Tell us then what you think. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar, or not? But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, Why do you put me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the money for the tax. And they brought him a coin. And Jesus said to them, Whose likeness and inscription is this? They said, Caesar's. Then he said to them, Render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. When they heard this, they marveled, and they left him and went away. God and Caesar. Ah, well, we just call it differently, don't we? Church and state. And it is a discussion that did not stop that day in the land of Jesus, the territory of Israel occupied at that time by another state, the Roman Empire. In the United States of America, there has been much discussion, not all of it amicable, about the role of government in the affairs that disciples regard as church matters, and the role of the Christian churches in the affairs of men and women, even their rights, their duties, and their obligations as citizens. The USA is, of course, by no means alone. Ireland, where I live, is currently going through what is gently called a little disagreement between the Vatican City State and the Irish government. And to be honest, there is disagreement even within the Church, disagreement on the record between the Holy See and the Catholic Diocese of Cloyne in the south of Ireland's lovely Munster region. What's it all about? And is Jesus not right on the button when he distinguishes, saying effectively there are some things that the government and rulers know more about? It's their job, it's their calling. And there are matters that are the stuff disciples discuss. And mutual respect is, please God, the order of the day. But where and when there is disagreement, Jesus would say, let's sit down and discuss it. And if it cannot be resolved between the two parties who are at loggerheads, get one or two more to come with you. Perhaps seek to facilitate understanding, reconciliation if need be, and a resolution of what is the issue. Easy? By no means. It may take time, and it will take a lot of courage, as well as humility, the skill of listening, and the willingness to be persuaded otherwise than your opinion up to now might have guided you. Each new day is just that, new. Light may seem always to come from the same source, but fresh light can be shed on a situation. Let us listen for the voice of the Lord and enter into his peace. And let's not forget this, give each person his or her due, and do so honourably and with respect. He or she are sisters and brothers of Christ as well as yours, and they are your fellow human beings. Do not kill, even with a word or a glance of your face. Live. Let live. And encourage life.